that everybody walks out. So they wanted to institute in Eretz Yisrael that everybody should stay in shul when they say Yiske for the Kedoshim who were killed by the Nazis. So Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Waldenberg, has a whole tshuva. He says, no, it's an old minig that everybody walks out, so we should observe the minig. And he gives five or six different reasons for the minig. Well, he's not sure. Not sure what the reason for the minig is. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say the minig is based on this Gemara. That the Gemara says on the bottom of Chofam and Beis, the Balkari is not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to learn Torah. So what does he do? So he's maharer. By dinim deraisa, he's maharer. By dinim derabbanan, he's not at all. So kriya shma is deraisa, and bichas hamazon is deraisa. So the Gemara says the consideration is amar ablozar. Kidei shelo yehu kol olam asukim bo b'hu yoshev v'bapel. It doesn't look nice. Everybody else is davening. He's not going to daven if he doesn't believe in davening. He has parents. He doesn't say yiska. That's why he's not davening. So in order that it shouldn't look as if everybody's davening, he doesn't believe in davening. So the meaning developed that everybody who doesn't say yiska walks out. The Gemara says that if you happen to be in shul, so then you should be maharer by dinim deraisa, by dinim derabbanan. But more correct is you should avoid being in the whole situation in the first place if you know that they're going to say a tefillah that you're not going to participate in. Rabbi Soloveitchik, after his wife passed away, so he moved in with his daughter, Rabbi Twersky's parents. So Rabbi Twersky's father was Achsidus Rebbe, in a certain sense. He was a professor in the university, but he was also Achsidus Rebbe, so he had Achsidus Minyan, he had a shtipel, where they daven mincha after the shkia on Friday afternoon. Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to daven mincha early, before the shkia. So when he would be in the shtipel on Friday night, he wouldn't stay in the shul for mincha because he said that's not right. Even though the Mishnah says that by tefillah is the rabbanon, so you're not maharer, but he thought more correct is you don't get involved in the whole thing in the first place. This is the consideration. Shelo yehu kol olam asukim bo b'hu yoshev v'batel. So he used to walk out of the shul when they daven mincha. He would walk out. He didn't want to be in the shul when they davening. He's not going to daven. If he doesn't believe in davening. So it's based that he thought that the minig of the yisker is based on this gemara, and he thought that it applies. That, let's say if a person already davened mincha, he's not going to daven with the shul, so he should walk out. So he should avoid the whole thing in the first place. Shouldn't get involved. The gemara chaf aleph and aleph had the machlekes where the kriyashmas deraisa derabbanon and the nafkimina was sofik deraisa luchumra, sofik derabbanon lekula. The Gemara had a sofik where the women, noshim ibrichas hamazon is deraisa derabbanon, on chofam ebeis. So the Gemara says, lamai nafkimina, so the prima godemes. The Gemara should have said nafkimina for sofik. If a woman is mesupik if she ate, kidei sviya, she's mesupik if she benched, if noshim ibrichas hamazon is deraisa, so sofik deraisa lechumra. If nashim yichas hamazon rabbanon, sofik derabbanon lekula. Like the Mora says here, why nafkemina with the kriyashma deraisa derabbanon? Sofik deraisa lechumra, sofik derabbanon lekula. So why don't they give the same nafkemina by the isha? They gave a different nafkemina. Can the isha be mishenim b'chuy b'dover and emotzi aserab mendechay v'asam? The Mora quotes the Mishnah from Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak. A woman can't be the Baal Tekeah and Shul, to be caught, not Mechuyiv, so they can't, even though they're the best Baal Tekeah, they can't blow Shofet to be Motzi Osarab. So the Shemar Shaila was, well, a woman can recite Birchaz HaMazon to be Motzi the men. So if women be Birchaz HaMazon are deraisa, then they can be Motzi. Women are Birchaz HaMazon Rabban, they can't be Motzi. That was the Gemara. So the Prima Gordim asked, why did the Gemara give the Nafkamina for Sofi? So the Prima Gadim has a Harifa, Salach HaLamaisa. Prima Gadim is a commentary on the Taz and the Morgan Avram and Orachaim, on Yerides, on the Taz and the Shach. So he says, the Gemara comes Lamaskona that it's a Sveka Adina. The Gemara doesn't, it's an Abide the Leif Shita, where the women are Chayvin Bechzamos and Deraisa Derabbanim. So if a woman, so the Gemara wanted to give an Afkamina that's relevant Lahalacha. The Gemara didn't give the nafkamina for Sofik because bottom line, the woman will not have to bench over again. On the level of the Raisa, you have a Sfek. Maybe she's not Mechuyiv at all to bench. Even if she is Mechuyiv to bench, maybe she already did bench. On the level of the Rabban, that's for sure, she's Badei Chayiv to bench. The Mishnah says, the women are Chayiv to bench. That's the top line, Achafim at base. Avachayavim bebich zamazin. So on the level of the Rabbanon, that for sure, the Chayiv says, Safik the Rabbanon lekula. On the level of the Raisis, that's Tzvek Tzvekim. Maybe they're not mechuyif to bench at all. And even if they are mechuyif to bench, maybe they did bench. So he says, that's why the Gemara didn't give that nafkemina, because that's not going to be, because the Gemara knew in advance that it's going to be a Baidla of Shita. The Gemara wanted to give Sacharifas. The Gemara wanted to give a nafkemina, that's relevant, lahaloch. So the, by Sofik Kara Kriya Shema, the Nafka Min is for what the Kriya Shema there I said the Rabban. Sofik, okay. Sofik there I said Luchum is Sofik the Rabban Lakula. Yeah, this is a famous Gemara that if women are chayv and bichas amos and only the Rabbanon, so the woman cannot bench to be moitzi a man. There is the Gemara later, we spent some time discussing that Gemara, that Yanai HaMelech, Amem Chesam and Aleph towards the bottom, Yanai HaMelech threw a big party, and then at the end, Yana Malka Malkasa, Yana Melech with his wife, Kriha Rifta Bahadi Haden, they had a big party, and Umidikot Taluhul Rabban, he killed out all the rabbis from the Sanhedrin, that's the story in Sanhedrin, the second parak, he killed all the members of the Sanhedrin, except for his brother-in-law, Shemim and Shetach, he didn't kill, so he had not, they didn't know how to bench, so they needed a rabbi to bench, so he asked his wife, Shlom Tziana Malka, can you get me a rabbi, her brother? Can you get me a rabbi to bench? So she said, if you promise me that you're not going to harm him, I'll get you a rabbi. So she got her brother Shimon Shetach, and he had him, so Yana HaMelech had him sit in between the king and the queen. He said, you see, I'm mechabed you. So he said, yeah, you're not mechabed me, the Torah is mechabed me. Sal Saleh, Surab HaMekah, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Toss around the Torah and learn the Torah, v'hisa chabdeka, the Torah will mechabed you. Your covet is worthless. He bops him over the head. Your covet is, you're a murderer. You're a meshugan. Your covet is worthless. The Torah gave me covet. So then he says, okay, we need someone to bench. So he gives him a cup of wine and he says, bench mezuman. So he drinks the wine. He didn't give him permission to drink. He drinks the wine and he says, now give me another cup. Now I can bench. If I didn't have any wine, didn't have anything to eat, how can I say, baruch she'achol, baruch she'han, mishlov to v'chayinu? So he drank a cup of wine, and then he had another cup, and he benched mezuman to be moitzi everybody. Then the Gemara says that Shemesh Shetach Dabar Legamehu, the other does his on Shita, because we don't paskin like that. If you drank a cup of wine, you don't bench, and you can't be moitzi the others for the Birchas Hamazon. The only main moitzi is Haben Dechavos on Sheichel Kazayz Dogan. You have to eat some bread. Fine. So Rashi quotes the Kasha there, Amem Chesam Adal from the Bahag. If you have a kazais, you're only mechuyev mid the rabbanon. How can it be moitzi the others? The others probably ate kidei sviya. It was a royal banquet. It was victorious in battle, so he threw a victory party. So they probably had steaks and French fries and everything. They had a filling meal. It was kidei sviya. So Rashi quotes the teretz of the Bahag, different suggestions. So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted interpretation of the Gemara is what Tosfos says. And Adaf, the bottom Tosis. Tosis asked the same question. How can it be that if a person ate a kazais, he can be motzi the others? One who eats kazais only chai mid the rabbanon is mat. He can't be motzi the others at dechay vosam. So Tosis says, really, I should be able to bench on behalf of someone else, even if I didn't eat anything, because that's the din of yotza motzi. That's the din in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The end of the third parak. The Gemara says, let's say I'm in the middle of the meal on Shabbos, and a guest comes late, and he doesn't know how to say Kiddush, and he has to say, I already heard Kiddush. I was ready to say Kiddush in the beginning of the meal. The guest does know how to say Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Yotza Moitza, even though I was ready Yotza, I can say Kiddush with the other person, because Rashi says, because Kol Yisrael Arev Mzebezeh. So the same is over here, Tosfos says, I should really be able to bench Shem Ben Shetach, should really be able to bench on behalf of the others, even though he didn't need anything at all. That's the din of Yotza Moitzi. So what did he even have to drink the cup of wine for? What do you have to drink a cup of wine? What do you have to eat the kazayis dogam? So he says, no, because he can't say sheker. How can he say baruch shachanam shalai if he didn't need anything? So Shem ben Shetach held that shtir bechlal achila. If he drinks a cup of wine, it's shaykh to say baruch shachanam shalai. It's not called dovish garim. It's acceptable. We don't pass like that. True shtiyah bechlal achil in biblical Hebrew. Whenever the Torah has a din of achila, so shtiyah is included. Shtiyah bechlal achila, but not in loshem b'ni odom. When you say baruch shachan mishloah, you have to have eaten something. Ein achila b'chus mikazayis. So if you eat a kazayis of bread, then you can be benched. You can bench to be mitzvah the others. But your chiyuv is only with the rabbanim. You don't have to be mechuyev at all. In principle, kol yisrael areim zebezeh. In principle, I am a bar chiyuvah. If I'm not a bar chiyuvah, then I can't. If I don't have the mitzvah at all, that's what Tosis explains. The Gemara says on Chof Amid Beis, what's the difference whether women are mechuyev to bench ben haTorah and the rabbanim? The difference is whether a woman can bench to be mitzvah a man. If women are mechuyev in haTorah, so then it can be mitzvah in a man. If women are only mechuyev in the rabbanim, she'ein mechuyev b'dover, any mitzvah sarabim v'dei chevos. So Tosis asks, but even if the women are not mechuyev in haTorah, kol yisrael areim zeh bezeh, so why can't the woman recite the benching to be mitzvah the husband? Shouldn't that be included kol yisrael areim zeh bezeh? So that's what, when the Rosh quotes this Tosfos, so the Rosh adds on that Orbis doesn't apply to women. The whole reason why Kol Yisrael Areim, the whole reason why Yotza Moitzi, I can bench to be Moitzi someone else, even though I didn't eat at all, that's because Kol Yisrael Areim Zebezeb. But over here by women, there's no Orbis. What do you mean by women, there's no Orbis? So the Poshib Shat, Rabbi Kivega says, the Poshib Shat in this statement is, if women are not mechuyev to bench ben haTorah, they're not mechuyev in this mitzvah. So they're not mechuyev to see to it that all the men bench either. If the women would have been mechuyev to bench, then the women would be mechuyev to see to it that all the men who ate are going to bench also. Then they would be able. You would say yotza moitzi. But if women, the whole chiyuv of women to bench is only with the rabbanon, so you can't say kol yisrael areim zeh bezeh. Some Achrayim understood the Rosh differently. They understood the Rosh as saying that there's no din of arbas by women. Din of arbas only applies to men; it doesn't apply to women. So they came up with this wild idea that what happens all the time. Let's say the man heard the Megillah in shul. The man is the Baal Kor in shul. And then a whole bunch of women gather together. The women have little babies and they couldn't go to the regular men, so they get a man who already heard the Megillah. He's going to read the Megillah for the women. So how can he be Moitzi them? He's not Mechuyev anymore. The answer is, Yotza Moitzi, even though he was Yotze already, he can lay in a second time to be Moitzi the men. But if there's no Orbis for women, Rashi says on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, why is the din so that Yotza Moitzi? Why is it one who already was Yotze, I can say Kiddush for the other person. I can bowl Shofar for him. I can read the Megillah for him. Because Kol Yisrael Areim Zeh Bezeh. So if you say there's no Orbis for women, there's no Orbis by women, so you can't say Yotza Moitzi. So the Maisim Mechal Yom, we do it all the time. All the time on Purim. The Baal Kor who read the Megillah in Shul reads the Megillah a second time for the women. Blon Shofar also the same thing. So what do you mean there's no Orbis for women? So some Achrayim say there's not, women don't have Orbis for others, but men have Orbis for women. The whole Rosh made the comment there's no Orbis for women because of our Gemara Chof Amid Beis. Gemara said, Asofik, whether Noshim Ibrichas Hamazim Deraisa Derabonon, Lamay Nafkemina, whether a woman could recite Birchas Hamazim to be Moitzi a man. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, but if Shimon ben Shetach can bench to be Moitzi the other people, even though he didn't eat at all, because he had some Moitzi, so why can't, even if the woman is not Mechuyev to bench, Minator, why can't she bench to be Moitzi the husband? Because of Yotza Moitzi, so they say, no, there's no Orbis for women. So there are three versions, what that means, Orbis. And so Rika Vega thinks that both two versions are wrong. Some Rishonim said there's no Orbis in either direction. Men for women, women for men, there's no Orbis with respect to women. Others say, no, women are not our Aravim for men, but men are our Aravim for women. Rabbi Kivayu thinks they're both wrong. It doesn't mean women are not our Aravim for men. The Gemara means if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, then you're not mechuyev in Aravis. Aravis is an extension of Yechiv. You have an obligation to bench when you finish eating food, when you eat Kedei Sviya. And part of Yechiv to bench is, if you see there's a Jew, some Jew in the world who ate food and he didn't bench yet, so you have an obligation to bench if it'll help him out. If he doesn't know how to bench, you can bench to be mitzi him. But if women are not chiyuv to bench in the first place, if the chiyuv women is only with the rabbanon, so then there's no orbis. The women are not chiyuv to see to it that the men should bench. So those are the three pshatim, the three different interpretations. What the Rosh meant on daf mem ches when he said there's no orbis for women. means there's no Arbus, men for women, women for men, so then the Baal Kori can't read the Megillah for the women after he was Yotze ready. And others say, no, one direction. Women are not Aravim for men, but men are Aravim for the women. Rabbi Kevega thinks they're both wrong. It doesn't mean either A or B. What it means is that if women are not Mechuyivim, whenever there's a mitzvah, you're not Mechuyivim, so there's not Aravis on that mitzvah. If one should assume that women are not Mechuyivim, not Torah, Mechaz HaMazen, then women are not Aravim to see to it that the men should bench. If women would have been Mechuyivim, not Torah, benching, then there would have been Aravis. Where'd they get that idea there's no Aravis for women? Because the Rosh said it, yeah, but they got it from a Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says in Saita that Mishabri Yisrael HaSayardein, when they said the Brochas to close at Hagrizim and Harevo, that's when they accepted Arevos. Whenever you have a word or a letter in the Sefer Torah and you have an akuda on top, so an akuda on top means that you treat it as if the word was crossed out. Years ago, centuries ago, when they wanted to cross something out. So today, you take a pen and you cross out the line. So years ago, they didn't cross it out. They just put a dot on top, and it means that that word should be crossed out, or that letter should be crossed out. So the Pasuk says, Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu Hanigloss Lono Vaneinu Ad Olam Lasas Kol Dibrei Torah Zos. What do you mean, Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu? If someone is doing an Aveira, so I'm not responsible. The Rebbe Shalom will punish him. Hanigloss, but if it's obvious to me that someone is not keeping the mitzvahs, lonol vaneinu, it's our responsibility, la'asois. La'asois means isui, like a get ma'usa. La'asois means to pressure people, to force people to keep mitzvahs. Haniglos lonol vaneinu, if it's nigla that the person is doing an avera, he's not doing a mitzvah, that's our responsibility, la'asois is called dirataras, to force the person to do the mitzvahs atar. So there are 11 nekudas there, lonol vaneinu and the ayin avad. Lama Nokud on the 11 letters, why is it Nokud? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Pasuk wasn't always true. At the time the Pasuk was recited was before Hagriz Maharevo. That's called Mshavi Yisrael HaSayardein. So it wasn't true, there wasn't yet the din of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zabezeh. After Mshavi Yisrael HaSayardein, and then they accepted all the 11 brochas of Klolos Hagriz Maharevo, so then the din of Arevus set in. So the Gemara says, and how much arevus was there? Or if arev means a cosigner. Means if I borrow money from the bank, the bank is not going to lend me $1 million on my salary from the yeshiva. If I have a big company, the bank will lend me a lot of money. The bank is not going to lend a poor man. So I have to get a wealthy person, I'll get Mr. Bentime to be a cosigner for me. Okay, so they know if I don't pay, Bentime has money, he'll pay. So you have to get an arev. So the halacha says kolisol arevim zebazem. So the Gemara says there were shishim ribo times arevus. Everyone was arev for all the other shishim ribo people. The Gemara gives you a number. Why only shishim ribo? Shishim ribo was only the men between the age of 20 and 60. What about the women? So it would appear from the Gemara as if there's not arevus for women. And that's what some Rishonim say, there's no Arevus for Gerim either. Because the Gerim are not included in the Shishim Ribo. Shishim Ribo are those where they took a census from the Yud Bei Shvatim. One of the Rabbeim was telling us last Purim, his next door neighbor is a Ger Tzedek, and he didn't feel well the day before Purim, so he asked if someone from the shul could come to his home and read the Megillah for him. So that's a question. If you should assume there's no arevus for gerim, like some hold there's no arevus for women, a man for a woman, there's no arevus. That's how some understood and misunderstood this Rosh and Daf Mem Ches. So if you say there's no arevus for gerim either, there's only arevus and shishim ribo, then you wouldn't say yotza moitzi. The whole idea of yotza moitzi is based on kol yisrael arevim zebazeh. That's how Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak. The other Rishonim also agree with Rashi. Yeah, why doesn't Rashi say the same? Rashi and Daf Mem Ches doesn't give that answer. The Bahagia is the Kasha. The Gemara says, Shimon Shetar Da'avad Legarmehu Di'avad. He had his own unique opinion that if you drink a cup of wine, you can bench to be Moitzah the others. We don't pass like that. You have to eat a Kazai's Dogan. So the Baal Alochas Gedolos was bothered with the Kasha. What is it going to help If he eats a kazayis dog, and kazayis is only chayv mid the rabbanon. That's what Rabbi Avira said on Chof Amid Beis, Dorash Rabbi Avira, the drasha, the sermon that he gave. So he says, if you eat a kazayis only chayv mid the rabbanon, so how can you be moitzed the others who ate kadei sviya? So the Rabbein and Tam and the Sefer Yosha and the Ramban and the Melchamas and the Abchop says, you see from this Gemara that we don't paskel like Rabbi Avira. You see that if you eat a kazayis, it's chayv mid atar. Otherwise, how can you bench to be moitzed the others? So the Rishonim gave different suggestions. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote Tosfos' explanation. The bottom Tosfos is going over Tom and Reis. The Olam I should be able to bench even if I didn't eat anything. Because Kol Yisrael Arabim Zebezer Yotza Moitzi, even if I'm not Mechuyiv now. Even if I'm not Mechuyiv at all over here. We do it all the time by wedding. The Masada Kedushin says the Brocha on behalf of the Chosen. That's a question. The Bichas Erisin that you recite, is that a Brocha that the Chosen is supposed to recite? Or is that a Brocha Bichas HaShevach that all the people present should recite? So the Rambam and the Ravid hold that it's a Bichas HaMitzvah. It's really a bracha that the chosen should recite. So why does the rabbi say it? Because we're afraid that we may embarrass the chosen. Not everybody knows how to read Hebrew, even with nekudas. So you're going to give the chosen the text for the bracha. He may stumble, and it's under the chuppah, his wedding. You're going to humiliate him, so that's not nice. So we don't allow anybody to say their own bracha, even if it's a learned person. Half of the people will say their own bracha, half of the people won't say their own bracha, so we don't allow anybody to say his own bracha. So that's an interesting practice that's based on Yotza Moitzi. The rabbi got married 51 years ago. The rabbi is married a long time ago. So what's the rabbi saying a bracha now for the chosen? Some, the Shilti Yibarim printed on the side of the Rif, there in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says Yotza Moitzi, so the Shilti Yibarim says, not so fast. He says, Yotza Moitzi is good for Kiddush. Because when Yontif enters, or when Shabbos enters, all the Jews in the world are obligated to recite Kiddush. I already said Kiddush, I'm in the middle of my meal. So this fellow comes late. He comes half an hour late, he comes in the middle of the meal. He doesn't know how to say Kiddush. I can recite Kiddush on his behalf. Yotza Moitzi. But let's say he's having a bris or a pidyon haben. And I don't have a bris or a pidyon haben. I had a bris years ago. All of my sons are grown already. I don't have any bris today. So the Shilti Gibarim says, if I don't share the chiyuv in common with him, Kiddush, we all mechuyev together. The Kiyuv Shofar. When Rosh Hashanah enters, we all become mechuyev in the Kiyuv Shofar. So even though I was here, it's in Shul Mikra Megillah. When Purim enters, we all mechuyev in Mikra Megillah. I already heard the Megillah. I read the Megillah in Shul. So I can read the second time to be moitzi the people in the second minyan, Yotza Moitzi. But if it's a chiyuv pidyon haben, he has a baby. He has a pidyon. I don't have a pidyon haben today. He has, even if I have a pidyon haben, is that b'mikra? My pidyon haben has nothing to do with his pidyon haben. This is my baby, that's his baby. We don't share a chiyuv in common. Even if a bris, even if we both have a bris on the same day. It's not that we share a chiyuv in common. So that's what the Shulti Yibarim says, that you only allow Yotza Moitzi, Kol Yisrael Arayim Zabazah, if the chiyuv was chal together, everybody was mechuyev and kiddush together. Everyone is mechuyev and mikra megillah or in tkiyo shofar together. So we don't follow that opinion. We do it all the time. Really, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, according to Tosfos, the bichas erisin is the bichas hashevach. That someone present should recite on behalf of all of the people who are there, like the Sheva Brochas. Sheva Brochas is not a chiyuv on the chosen. That's not a chiyuv. We say Samech to Samech, Re'em Ahuvin, the Baruch Shalom Shabim Samech to Chosen Kala. So that's not his chiyuv to say Baruch Shalom Shabim Samechim. It's a chiyuv on all the people who are there. So the Tosfos' opinion is that the same is true regarding the Birchas Erisin. It's not a bracha for the Chosen. All the people who are attending the wedding have an obligation to recite. Someone should say the bracha. Shekadoshan Tzivanu Al Arayis Hasalana Sarus Vitalana Sarsus Lano. The Birchas Erisin should be recited. But if you all like the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Birchas Erisin is really a Birchas HaMitzah, that the Chosen is b'chuyiv to say. And nonetheless, our practice is that we have, the Rabbi says that on behalf of the Chosen, maybe the Rambam would hold that it's not allowed. Maybe the Rambam would hold like the Shilti Gibarim, that we wouldn't permit the Rabbi to say the Brochim. But that's the common practice. Maybe because we don't hold like the Rambam. Oh, that could be. We don't hold like the Rambam.
Yes, yeah. Usually we say that doesn't apply to Pirkus and then you make the bracha.
Right.
So it's different. Then the other case is
so you're asking a kasha giving a teret? No, what?
Oh,
you say bar piagofen.
Yeah, but that's a part of the whole thing. It's a bit, as you say, it's a mitzvah.
Right, the Gemara said, I can say kiddush for you, I can even say bar piagofen for you.
Yeah, because,
even though I'm not drinking now at all.
Yeah, because the drinking is not an integral part.
Bar piagofen is part of the part of the kiddush.
So the yotze motzi doesn't really apply to
never applies to birchas hanen, yeah. Right. Only to mitzvahs, yeah. Right. So that's what Rishonim say over here. Why didn't Rashi give the simple answer that Tosis gave? Tosis, on this Gemara, how can it be that if you ate a kezayis, you can be moed to the other ones? You're not mechuyib b'dov on the level of the rice. That was the Bahag's kasha. The chiyib to bench, if you have a kezayis, is only with the Rabbanan, so how can that enable me to bench on behalf of the others? So the Bahag said the others didn't need kedei sviya either. So we interpreted probably means they didn't need kedei sviya from bread. They had a little bit, they had a kezayis of bread, and then they had all the steaks and all the french fries and everything else. All the kugels and all the chont and everything else. They didn't have kedei sviya from bread. Rashi gave a different answer. Why didn't everybody say like Tosfos? Tosfos says Yotza Moitzi. So the Shagasariya has a fantastic chiddush on this Rashi. He says that Rashi holds that this din of Yotza Moitzi only works for din of the Rabbanon. It doesn't work on the level of the Raisa. He say, I already said kiddush. As long as there's one Jew left in the world in New Zealand that didn't say kiddush yet, so I'm still not fully Yotze my mitzvah of kiddush. I'm still mechuyib b'dover. I'm still obligated to recite kiddush if it'll help out another Jew. So the Shagasari says that pshat only works for dinim derabbanan. It doesn't work on the level of deraisa. I think Gemara says it works for kiddush. Kiddush is deraisa. Huh? So he says that kiddush shofar only works on the second day Rosh Hashanah, or for the mea koilus. It doesn't work for the basic kiddush shofar on the first day Rosh Hashanah. That's clearly not the common practice.
No.
Common practice says that it works on the Tekiya Shofar, yeah. So he says, that's why Rashi says, oh, why didn't Rashi say Tosis answer? Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh B'Zeh. So he says, that whole vort is a pshetl. That because Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh B'Zeh, I'm still called Mechuyib B'Dover. He said, that pshetl only works for Dinam D'Rabbanu. B'Chsam Osen D'Araisa, Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh B'Zeh wouldn't work. I think Gemara says it on Kiddush. Kiddush is D'Araisa. So he says, look there in Rashi, at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says, the fellow came late to eat by me, and I already said Kiddush, I can say Kiddush again a second time. The Rashi says, Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. There was Kiddush on Yom Tov. How did Rashi have the Ruach HaKodesh to know that it's Kiddush on Yom Tov? Maybe it's Kiddush on Shabbos. How does Rashi, because it's in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So he assumed that it was on Rosh Hashanah? No, well, why? Why should it be Rosh Hashanah? Just because Maseches Rosh Hashanah means it was Yom Tov. So the Shagasari says, I'll tell you why. Because the Kiddush on Shabbos is Deraisa, and Yotza Moitzi doesn't work on Dinam Deraisa. He says, and that's why Rashi over here didn't say like Tosis, because Birchas Hamazon Deraisa, you can't say Yotza Moitzi. That's what the Shagasari says. Yeah, if that's what Rashi meant, so we clearly don't follow Rashi's opinion. Because we allowed the Baal Tekeh to blow shofar for men later on. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where it's Mamash Adin Deraisa, the Rishonim don't say, the Rishonim on Daf Nam Ches, they don't say what the Shagasari said, that it doesn't work on Dinam Deraisa. They say a different word. They say that just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak, that Yotza Moitzi doesn't work on Birchas HaNenin, only works on the Birchas HaMitzvah, because the fellow is Mechuyev to do the Mitzvah. So since he's Mechuyev, he doesn't know how to say the brachas, I'm mechuyev to help him out. Birchas HaNenin, he's not mechuyev to eat. You want to eat, so learn how to say a bracha. I'll say the bracha, you say word for word, say after me the bracha. You can't allow Yotza Moitzi on Birchas HaNenin. So Rashi, so the Rishonim say on Daf Maches, Rashi apparently thought that not only Birchas HaNenin before you eat, since you had a brera not to eat, you're not mechuyev to eat. You had a brera not to eat, so you don't allow Yotza Moitzi. Even the Birchas HaMazon after you eat, you had a bera not to eat. Who told you to eat bread? You decided to eat bread. So that you can't say, Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh, I'm mechuyev to help you say the Birchas HaMazon. Why? Who you put yourself in a predicament? Who told you to eat kedei sviya bread? Since you weren't mechuyev to eat, so I can't be mechuyev to you with the Birchas HaMazon. That's what the Rishonim say on Daf Mem Ches. They don't say what the Shagasari said. So I came up with this wild Kiddush with the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, that it's only Kiddush on Yom Tov. The Magen Mishnah says that Kiddush on Shabbos Daraisa, Kiddush on Yom Tov is the Rabbanan. Magen Mishnah says that it's in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam says explicitly not so. The Rambam says that there's an obligation to recite Kiddush and Havdalah and Atar both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Simple reading of the Rambam that all four are Daraisa, Kiddush and Havdalah. Tosfos has 2 days, maybe Havdalah is only the Rabbanan. So the Rambam is beferish. Kiddush and Havdalah both Daraisa. Then the Rambam says that to Shabbos and Yom Tov, everything is Daraisa, because only Yomim Tovim are Shabbos Hashem Hein. Because it says in the Chumash, Sfartam Lachemim Mochas HaShabbos. You start counting Sfira in Machras on Shabbos, and it means the day after Yom Tov does mean Sunday. It means the day after the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, you start counting Sfira. So you see that Yomim Tovim are referred to as Shabbos, so therefore all the dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov, including the Kiddush and Abdullah.
How did I maybe understand what Rashi himself was saying on Memchas?
Rashi has a very difficult position. He says if a person is mechuyev mid rabbanan, he can be mitzi one is mechuyev min atar. So Rabbi Kiveger asked, it's against our Gemara by women. Rabbi Kiveger asked, look at our Gemara koshali. Gemara says if women, you see the gilyan hashas there. If women are mechuyev to bench only with the rabbanon, the woman cannot be mitzi the man who is mechuyev min haTorah, even though the woman is mechuyev bedovim with the rabbanon. So you see that's not true. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. You see that it's not true. So Rabbi Chana has a whole teretz on Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, but it's a difficult Rashi. That's a difficult Rashi.
Rashi be understanding
that what Rashi holds that one is mechuyev mid rabbanon. Once he does it, once he benches, it's a kiyum of benching min haTorah. Okay. So why do you need mechuyev bedover? Why do you need mechuyev bedover min haTorah? How come the Gemara says if a woman benches, she can't be mitzi a man? But bottom line, if the woman is mechuyev mid rabbanon, so she should be able to be mitzi a man. So late, she gave his own teretz on the guy. He gave a yartzeit rush on this. None of the Rishonim, I don't think any of the Rishonim say his teretz. He said, our Gemara is talking about a woman, one woman being mitzi her husband, a woman is being mitzi a man in benching. So usually we don't allow shemeh kaina on benching. But the Gemara says in the first daf in Shlosh Shochlu kachas chayov mezamer. Three people ate together bread, they're obligated to bench mezum. What if a shnaim shochlu? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Is it optional? Is it a rishus to have a mezuman, or there's no rishus? So we pass on the masochkane that there's no rishus. Shnaim she'ochlu is a mitzvah lecholek. Each one should really bench on his own, and you shouldn't even allow shemeh kaina. I should, let's say, kiddush and abdallah. One person says kiddush abdallah, the other one listens and he's yotzei. But by benching, we don't allow shemeh kaina. Each person should bench on his own. That's what the Yerushalmi. At the end of Rosh Hashanah, they run on the Rif, and the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Rishami that there are three exceptions to the rule where you don't allow Shemei Kohen. One is eating food. The bracha before, the bracha after, you don't allow Shemei Kohen. If you're eating yourself, so you should learn how to say the bracha yourself. The other exception to the rule is Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. It's not Derech Eretz that you should be lying, someone else say on your own. And the third exception to the rule is by the Sfardim, when they say the Baal Tefillah says every word out loud. And the people just sit and they yotze with Shemeh Koine. But Kriya Shema, they all say along. Kriya Shema, they're supposed to all say along. You're not supposed to rely on Shemeh Koine. Right, Kriya Shema. And then Shema Nesri also. If you have a tzorech, you need a shirch, you need a parnasa, you need a refuah, you should ask the Rabbanu Shlomo Yisav, you shouldn't rely on someone else. Shemeh Koine. So those are the three exceptions to the rule, but you don't allow Shemeh Koine. But the Gemara says, if one is a sofer, one is a bur, but medvar mamon kishish name sofrim. That's on daf mem hey amid beis. The first amid beis in perik shlosh shachlu. That if you have shnaim shachlu, is a mitzvah lecholik. There's no mezuman. There's no optional mezuman. Mitzvah lecholik, and you don't mitzvah lecholik. You don't even allow shemeh kohenah. But by medvar mamurim that you don't allow shemeh kohenah kishish name sofrim. They're both learned. Avalech and sofer vechad bur. If one does not have a bench. They didn't have any birchas hamazon. They had to say it by heart. So then the Gemara says, Seifem Vorcha Bur Yotze. Then we do allow Shemekana. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Bi'ur Agro that this din, that there are three exceptions to the rule, that you don't permit Shemeh Kohen by Kriya Shema, by Shemone Esrei, and by Achila, this is only Midirabbonim. And our Torah, you allow Shemeh Kohen even by these three. So even though you don't allow Shemeh Kohen, but if you have a big Shas HaTchak, Echad Seif of Echad Bur, you have no Brera, what is it going to say? Every word for word is going to say after the Seif, it's too difficult. So then we allow them to revert back to the din there, right? So if a mevorach abuya, it said, then we do allow shemeh kain. So apparently, this gemara chof on the base, the wife is going to bench and the husband is going to be yotze with shemeh kain. There is no mizumin, so the wife has to bench to be yotze the husband. So you're talking about shemeh kain. So on shemeh kain, the halacha requires that there should be mechuyah bedover. That's the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. But the Rashi there on Daf Memches by the story with Yana HaMelech, they were talking about benching mizumin. There were more than three people there. There was a whole crowd of people. So benching mezuman is not really based on shemei kohenim. That's what we had. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Birchas Avram. We said it many times over. Mishnah Berurah quoted the Birchas Avram. That even though shemei kohenim is only if you understand shemei, you can hear. If you're deaf, you don't hear. Zelo shemei, and shemei means ani mevina. You understand the language that he's saying. That was Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. But he say if the Baal Koreh reads the Megillah. It says in the Mishnah, Haloi Shasham Ashur is Yotza. Alois, who doesn't understand Hebrew, but he heard the Megillah was read in Hebrew, so he's Yotza. So the Gemara says, isn't it? Gemara Megillah said, that is unusual. He doesn't understand Hebrew and is Yotza. So the Gemara says, that's okay. So Rashi says, Ko Shemeh Koine, even if you don't understand Shemeh Koine. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, that's an exception to the rule. Pisumi Nisa is an exception. Basically, if someone says Kiddush, Abdullah, and I'm going to be yotze with shemeh kohenim, it doesn't apply if I don't understand. I mean, who lo mevin zelo shemeh. Nishameh means I hear. Nishameh means I hear, I understand. If he doesn't understand, it's not called shemeh. Mikra Megillah is an exception to the rule, the Gemara says. Since it's for the sake of Pesumi Nisan, everybody knows the story, even if you don't understand, you're yotze. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Birchas Avraham and came up with this Chiddush. That even if you would have two people, and one is going to bench in Hebrew and the other one doesn't understand Hebrew, he can't be Yotze, Shemeh Kohen, it's not Shemeah. But if you're benching Mizuman, it's not based on Shemeah Kohen, it's based, the whole Chabura only has an obligation to offer one Birchas Hamosen. So, and the others are Yotze because they're part of that Chabura, and someone from their Chabura offer the Birchas Hamosen. So you don't really need that. It's not based on Shemeka. You don't require that it should be maven, the language. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe since benching mezuman is not based on Shemeka, so maybe you don't require mechuyah bedover. Maybe all you need is, if he benches, it has a kiyum. So maybe if he eat a kazayis, see, Rav Soloveitchik said, like you said, maybe the answer is like, based on the Beis Ephraim. So that he never heard of that Beis Ephraim. So he thought that if you bench on a kezayis, that's a kiyum deraisa. So all you need is, when you bench a mezuman, you don't need a mechuyah bedover. You just need, if a person ate a kezayis of bread and he benches, then there's a kiyum deraisa. There's no chiyuv, but there would be a kiyum deraisa. So that's all you need by mezuman. Because by benching mezuman, the whole chabura should offer one birchas hamazon. And one of the people who ate, shlosh shalchel kach, is one of the people who ate, should offer a Birchas HaMazon. So even the one who ate only kezayis, if he's going to bench, there will be a kiyum deraisa. Beis Avraham says that even a hadlokas neres chanukah, it will be hooked to the mitzvosim in HaTorah. Any mitzvah derabbanan, any mitzvah der. Chayvus agarba to do the mitzvah zonim derabbanan, but once you do it, it has a chaloshem kiyum ha-mitzvah on the level of deraisa. So Soloveitchik, I don't know if he was prepared to go so far like the Beis Avraham. He thought benegir to kezayis like that. Maybe that's the reason why kezayis bread, it could be moitzi the others with the benchin, with the mezuman, because it's not based on shemeh kohenet. You should require mechuyah bedover. It's based. The whole chabura offered one birchas hamazon. So the fellow who's benching, if he benches on a kazayis, that's also called a kiyum derais. There's no chiyum. That Rab Soloveitchik had a lot of cases like that. He always assumed that called the tikkun rabbanan kein derais a tikkun. That a lot of times is a din midrabbanon, you mechuyev to do something, but on the level of the raisa, there is a kiyum. he extended that. He started like they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that the obligation to eat matzah on Pesach is only the first night of Pesach by the Seder. After the first night of Pesach, it's optional. It's optional if you don't want to eat bread, don't eat matzah. If you want to eat, so make sure it's not chametz, make sure it's matzah. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you eat matzah, even though you're not obligated to, if you eat matzah, there's a kiyum mitzvah. So some argue there is no such thing. A mitzvah means mitzvah. If you're not mechuyev, so you're not mechuyev, so there's no kiyum at all. There's Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, he says, the Vilna Gaon never said it, it can't be, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. No such thing as a mitzvah kiyumis. But the Netziv says he learned. The Netziv at the end of B'chukaisai says he learned in Valoshin from before the Bar Mitzvah age. After Bar Mitzvah, he already got married. He married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter. She was a few years older than him. So he learned there from a very young age. And he said, that's what they said in Valoshin, the name of the Vilna Gaon. That matzah, kol shiva, you're not mechuyev to, but if you eat matzah, then there is a mitzvah kiyum. So then he extends it to additional cases. At the end of B'chukaisai, the Chumash has din v'chambaisa b'kavitzon kol shi'av tachas ha'shavet v'asiri yi ha'kodesh l'ashem. The Chumash has the institution of maisa behema. So if the farmer had 10 sheep who were born in his flock in the course of the year, he has an obligation to put them all in one corral, have them go out one by one, and the 10th one he marks, he whips it and he marks it that he has to bring in as a korban. So the Goyim say that maisa behema is one of the chavtal ad matnas kohanim. You give it to the kohanim. So Rashi writes on Chumash, there is no such thing. And Rashi and the Gemara writes like that. It never says anywhere that you give Maisa Behemah to the Kohanim. The farmer who had it born in his flocks, he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the makar of it is a garment, he eats it. Doesn't say you have to give it to the Kohanim. And the Goyim said that it's from the Matnas Kohanim. So the Netziv is bothered with Akasha. It's a passing of Devar Yomim. It says black and white that they gave the Maisa Behemah to the Kohanim. So how can Rashi say that it doesn't say anywhere? It's a passing of Devar Yomim. So the Netziv suggests, maybe even according to Rashi, Rashi didn't mean to say there's no inyan at all. Rashi meant it's a mitzvah kiyumis if you give it to the Kohanim. You're not mechuyev to give it to the Kohanim, but if you do, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Let's say I'll buy two sets of svarim, two sets of the Rashba, and I'll donate one to the Kohanim. If he's a poor man, so I gave him charity. If he's a learned person, so okay, okay. But it's not from the Matnas Kohanim. Just because he happens to be a Kohen, there is no such thing. It's not from the Matnas Kohanim. But over here, by Maisa Behema, Rashi has to agree, even though it's not from the Choftal at Matnas Kohanim, you're not Mechuyah. But if you do give it, that's a Kiyum, because that's what it says in Devar Yom, that they gave it to the Kohen. So then it seems starts off by saying, the Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Yeshiva. We heard the name of the Vilna Gaon, that there's such a thing as a Mitzvah Kiyumis. He knows that there's going to be, in the late 1900s, going to be a big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael is going to deny it. There is no such thing. How can there be a mitzvah kiyumis? Mitzvah means mitzvah, a commandment. If you're not mechuyev, you're not mitzvah, so it's not a mitzvah. So he knows that someone's going to deny it. So he says he heard in the yeshiva that's what the Vilna Gaon said. And then he extends it to Maisa Behema, then he extends it also to Lokuach. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzvah, on Daf Peches, if I buy tevel from someone else, the obligation to be mafresh, chumas and maisas, is only midirabbanim. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Rei, Aser te aser es kol tvoa zarecha, Hayotze asada shana shana, tvoa zarecha, is what grew on your farm. If you bought it, prat al kuach, if I bought it from someone else, then the obligation to be mafresh, chumas and maisas, is only midirabbanim. So the Netziv says, yeah, the obligation to be mafresh is only midirabbanim. But if you mafresh, it's certainly chal min ha-toira. That rosh is chal min ha-toira. That's what he's machadesh. We had the Raivin and the Kosov Sham. The Raivin learned Bechavrusa with the Balamor by the Raivin Balho Eshkol. So the Raivin wrote Hasogas on the Balamor, and the Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Raivin's, Balei HaNefesh. The Raivin wrote a Sefer on the laws of Taras HaMishpocha and Mikvos, so the Balamor has Hasogas on the Raivin. And the Raivin has Hasogas running Hasogas on the Balamor. He disagrees. So, in the end of Chulin, there's a Sefer Kafta V'Ferach that was written by one of the Balei HaTos. A whole group of Balei HaTos went on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them wrote a Sefer about Inyanei Eretz Yisrael that's called Kafta V'Ferach. So he quotes from the Ravid in the Kosov Sham. Every paragraph begins, Kosov Sham, Mizrahi Alevi wrote in his comments on the Riv, and I disagree. That's how every paragraph begins. Kosov Sham. So the Sefer is called Kosov Sham. Sefer Kosov Sham. So we don't have, we're missing the manuscript. We don't have the whole Kosov Sham. We have on some Masechtas, we don't have on all. Some of them are printed in the bottom of the page on the Riv. And most of them are not. Most of them are printed in a separate Sefer. So we don't have, the manuscript doesn't go so far. But the, in the Sefer, Kaptav Aferach, he quotes what we don't have any other source for. The Kosov Sham at the end of Chulin, where the Ravid says, Men HaTorah, one is only obligated to be mafish, Chumas and Maises, on Dogen Tirish VeYitzah. Everything else, the obligation to be mafish is only Midirabbanan. But if you are mafish, then it's Chal Men HaTorah. Not just Chal Midirabbanan, then it is Chal Men HaTorah. And what is the status, what's the halachic status of such truma that you weren't obligated to be mafresh it, but if you're mafresh it, it's chal min ha-Torah. So he has chidushim. What are the dinim? He says, if a zar eats the truma, he doesn't think that there's misa b'dei shamayim, because it's a different kind of truma. You weren't obligated in the first place to be mafresh the truma. Maisa yerek is only midirabbanan. So if a zar is going to eat the truma for the maisa yerek, he thinks that there's no misa b'dei shamayim, but he thinks, if the Zari eats a b'shegig, he has to give Kerem v'chaymish. Even though if he eats a b'mezid, there's no b'isa b'day shamayim, but b'shegig, there would be Kerem v'chaymish. He comes up with a whole new story, a whole new Shulchan Aruch, a new dinim. So that's, so Rav Soloveitchik taught a lot of times like that. He taught like that in the Tziv, in the end of Bukhul Kaisai, and he taught many gemaras. He thought that even though something is only a din midirabbanan, but on the level of the Raisa, there would be a kiyum. If you would volunteer, there would be a kiyum on the level of the rice. So that was his suggestion over here by the Kazai's Dogen. That's not, I don't think the Rishonim say it though. Rashi and the Bala, Rashi gave his pshat, and the Halachas Gedolos gave his pshat, and Tesis gave their pshat. Every Rishon gave a different pshat.
You say the
Arevus
is because if somebody hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah, it's lacking in your mitzvah.
I wasn't and fully yet.
Then of course it must apply to women, because women have a lot of mitzvahs that they have to do. So it must apply to women. I mean,
yeah, but the problem is the Rosh has that lotion that there's no arevus by women.
Yeah,
so
okay.
The question, what did he mean? So Rabbi Kivegan and the Tshuva says, nah, he meant if women are not mechuyev in Birchat Hamazon, so they're not mechuyev to see to it, that the men should recite Birchat Hamazon. That's what it means. But others understood the Rosh flat, plain. There's no arevus for women. And then they brought his Ahoy Chocha, the Gemara in Soita, Perikel and Namorim. The Gemara says, how much Arabis did they accept? Shishim Ribo. They accept Arabis, each and every single Jew. But there were more than Shishim Ribo Jews. There was Arab Rav and there were women. So you see, there's no Arabis for Gerim and there's no Arabis for women, only for men. A big Kiddush.
Is there a reason to say that there would be a Kiyam Diraisa by Muslim more so than any other Mitzvah? If you're not going to say like Beis Ephraim, that for every mitzvah there's every derabbanan has a kiyum diraisa, so why would you say that good idea for some other?
I don't know, because it says v'achalta in achil b'chusim b'kazayis. I don't know. Some Rishonim took it that that's the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban took it that that is the din deraisa. When you eat a kazayis bread, you mechuyev ben atorah to bench. So they said so it's possible to say no obligation ben atorah to bench. But if you will bench, then there'll be a kiyum deraisa. I don't know. Why should you single out Birchas Hamazon more so than any other din?
Anyway, for that Gemara and Soita, we're going to have to madaka it, because people older than 60 and younger than 20.
Yes.
Have to admit that there's
arvus. Yes. Yeah, vada. That's the problem. How can you say that? Yeah. The Kavanara there on Soita discusses this. Can you really say there's no arevus for women? There's no arevus for gerim. How can you say such a thing? Pashtus, you look in Shulchan Aruch, nobody says that. If you can't read the Megillah for the next door neighbor, the Gershon is Gaia.
If you are poshish for that, wouldn't it be fakert that you shouldn't be allowed to do mitzvahs derabanan, because at that point it was only deraisa, is that correct?
Again, if you're poshish for this opinion,
about Gerus and Nashim, so then at that point it was only mitzvahs derabanan that were given, mitzvahs derabanan were later, so we might not have arvus on those later mitzvahs.
If you're chashish with that opinion that there's no arvus for women, so what do you say? It should be
it's because of bedafka for that time period. So then all mitzvahs that were given later, mitzvahs derabanan, you wouldn't have.
So if arvus. You're no arvus at all for dinim derabanan,
yeah.
Ooh. So if the family ate less than a kazayas, I wouldn't, and yotzamaitzi wouldn't apply only on dinim deraisa. How can you say like that? I don't know. How can you say like that? It's a simple, yeah, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is not, so you always say Yotzam. I don't know. Shverevar. That's a Dogam of Rabba raises the issue. Dogam of Rabba is the Horus of the Nari Behuda. There's a long Bir Aloch in the Mishnah Brun Hilchas Kiddush. He quotes the Dogam of Rabba started this whole conversation. If the husband daven in Shul, so the husband was Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. Kiddush Deraisa Yotze Betfila. Kiddush ala kos, we assume, is only by the Rabban. Machlok so Rishayim. We assume that Kiddush ala yayin is only the Rabban. So the husband was Yotze Kiddush Deraisa, and the wife, if the wife didn't have Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos, so the wife is still Mechuyiv on the level of Deraisa. So how can the husband say Kiddush to be Yotze the wife? The husband is only Mechuyiv B'dovim with the Rabban. The wife is Mechuyiv in Kiddush min HaTorah. Husband is only mechuyev in kiddush ala yain mid the rabbanon. So how can it be right to say the wife? So the answer is kolis ala reb mizabazet. But if you say there's no orvis for women, so how can the husband be might see his wife? That's the dogma of Rabbi's kasha. So Rabbi Kivega has a suggestion: when the husband comes home from shul and he tells his wife good Shabbos, and she says to him good Shabbos, maybe she's yotzei kiddush deraisa by saying good Shabbos. So they're both mechuyev only mid the rabbanon and kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what are you talking about? You say good Shabbos, Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. The Rambam says both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Mishnah Torah that Kiddush, you have to mention that today is Shabbos, it's a holy day, and it's a special, unique day. You have to mention Shebach Hayom, you have to praise the day. You have to say something about Shabbos, not say good Shabbos. Today is Shabbos. That's not enough. You have to say Shebach Hayom to say that the day is a unique day. Yeah, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that reciting Zmiris on Shabbos, Yom Zeh Mechubad, if you say Zmiris, where you praise the day, you say what's special about the day, that's a hemshach of the kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Even though you already said Kiddush alayayin, when you sing the Zmiris, that's a hemshach. He's singing the praises of Shabbos. He's saying what's unique about the day. It's a special day. It's a different day.
I thought Mechubad meant that he has a fear on him. Not that in this case he already did the mitzvah. He has a fear about him because he's a mechuyev in this mitzvah.
That's Yotza Moitzi. You're saying that after the Gemara has a din of Yotza Moitzi, but Yotza Moitzi is based on Orvus, Rashi says. So if one should assume, the Dogon Barav assumes Kipshuto, there's no Orvus for women, means no Orvus. A man for a woman, there's no Orvus. How can a husband say Kiddush to be Moitzi their wife? There's no orvis from the husband to the wife because the wife is Anisha. There's no orvis for women. So then Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuva comes up with the final pshat. He thinks that the whole thing is incorrect. There's no orvis for women means on the tzad that women are not mechuyev to benchmen at Torah. The whole chiyuv on women is only Rabban. Then there's no orvis. Then the woman can't say she's not areva. If she's mechuyev to recite benching, she's mechuyev to see to it that anyone who ate should bench also. But if she's not mechuyev to benchmen at Torah, not mechuyev in orvis, that other people should bench either. So let's go. So the Gemara had a discussion of Chafalaf Menal for the Kriyashma Deraisa, Kriyashma Lav Deraisa. Napkamina is Sofik Kor, Kriyashma Sofik Lo Kor. By women, whether Mukhif to bench Menatar Medir Rabbanon, they didn't say that Napkamina is Sofik. They said Napkamina, can a woman be Moitzi a man? But over here, when they had a Sofik Machlokes, where the Kriyashma Deraisa the Rabbanon, so the Afkamina is for Sofik. So the Gemara says Sofik Kora Emes V'Yatzav Sofik. Lot Kora is a Chiris Yitzias Mitzrayim is a Din Menatar. So Sofik Kora Emes V'Yatzav Sofik. Lot Kora Choyze V'Kore, because you Mukhid Menatar to say Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you all Kriyashma is Lav Deraisa, so Sofik Kora Kriyashma Sofik. Lot Kora. But he was Mabes Edron, he learned Daf Yomi, he learned other things, so then you would say Sofik Kar Kriyashma Sofik Lo Kar Ein Achayz V'Kar. Fine, that was the Gemara. So Taisus here in the Taisus Dima Maschel Sofik on Chof Aleph Man Aleph, Taisus gets involved in a sticky, complicated discussion. The guy doesn't remember if he said Emes V'Yatzim, and he doesn't remember if he said Kriyashma. He doesn't remember anything. Is that possible that he said Emes V'Yatzim and he didn't say Kriyashma? He said Emes V'Yatzim, he didn't say Kriyashma. So Tosis has a lashon, the third wide line in Tosis. Ein Regilus Loimar Emes V'Yatzim below Kriyashma. That's very rare. Which Meshugana says Emes V'Yatzim without saying Kriyashma? there is a far out chance that maybe the guy said Emes V'Yatzer didn't say Kriya Shema, but it never happens like that. Yeah. So when we were learning the first perek, so we saw the Rabbeinu Yonah called Rabbeinu Shlomo min Hohor. He commented on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hakor Mekami Yach Lahipsid Ka'odem Hakori BaTorah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Lahipsid? Lahipsid Abrochas. You can still say the Birchas Kriya Shema even though it's after Zman Kriya Shema. So how does it fit into the words in the Mishnah? Hakor Mekami V'Yelach. If you missed the Zman Kriya Shema, Lahipsid Abrochas Ka'odem Hakori BaTorah. No, Lahipsid Abrochas. How do you finish off Ka'odem Hakori BaTorah? So the Rabbeinu Shlomo min Hohor came up with a whole fantastic interpretation. So what he sounds like he said was the following. That's how Rabbi Soloveitchik interpreted. You can't say Birchas Kriya Shema without saying Kriya Shema. Let's have a person say Kriya Shema in the morning. He wakes up early. The shul is going to daven after Shabbos morning. The other morning is going to daven after the Zman Kriya Shema. So you got to say Kriya Shema before. So let's say he wakes up before Hanetzach Hama. Hanetzach Hama is up 10 after 7 now. So the guy wakes up 6:45, and he says, he washes until it's a dime, and he says, Birchas HaTorah, and he says, Kriya Shema. We had, that's a lachatchila deraisa, to recite Kriya Shema kivasikin. Even though he's not going to say, the guy's in the mikveh. The Mishnah has a case, the man is in the mikveh, he doesn't have talus and tefillin on, but if it's enough time to say Kriya Shema, he should say Kriya Shema. He has to cover over his erva. He can't say Kriya Shema keneged erva. So he should say Kriya Shema without talis and tefillin, without smichas gula letfilin. So you see that there's a lachatchila, perhaps a lachatchila deraisa, hider lachatchila deraisa, to say Kriya Shema kivasikin soon before Hanetzach Hama, after Mishiach is chader, berichu gdal ha'am, the last 30-35 minutes before Hanetzach Hama. So let's say you already said Kriya Shema, then you're going to daven in shul, and then you're going to say, Hakor Mekami Yelach Lahipsit, Kodem Hakor Batar. You can say the Birchas Kriya Shema, even though it's after the Zman of Kriya Shema. But Kriya Shema he already did say before. So when he says the Birchas Kriya Shema later with the minyan, is it necessary for him to repeat Shema again? Or you say, no, he can leave out Shema. That he said. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, that Pashta says, you can leave out the Shema. The Birchas Kriya Shema is brachas that were instituted mid the Rabbanon before and after bracha lefneim and bracha lachreim. You have to say the Kriya Shema in the middle. Emes v'yatzav enochain. How many? There were 16 lashonos. The emes v'yatzav enochain kam v'yosho neman. 16 lashonos. So in the oitzar atfilo seder, they said that it's connected the 16 psukim and the first two parshas of Shema v'ayoyim Shemaya. We say emes. Shema kena Shema echad is emes. Baruch Shem kvav mechus kam v'ad. That's v'yatzav. And then v'haptos hashem alkecha is v'nochain. We are accepting everything that we said in the first two parshas of Shema. That's why it has 16 lashonos, because there are 15 psukim and Baruch Shem Kvar Mechus HaNavod is the 16. So we're saying everything is true. So it doesn't make sense to say Emes V'yatzer without saying the Kriya Shema in the middle. And it doesn't make sense to say the Birchas Kriya Shema without saying Kriya Shema in the middle. Each one of the Birchas Kriya Shema spells out the themes of the three parshas of Shema. The first Baruch Yotzeror, Yotzer Amore spells out the theme of Shema, Hashem Echot. There's only one God, Hu Levado Poel Gevur. There's only one God that does everything. Maviyon Nevi Loilo, he does everything. Then the second Broche Avarab Avasolim is the Birchas HaTorah. That spells out the theme of the second Parsha. And Gual Yisrael spells out the theme of the third Parsha. Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim. And more Barichas, you mentioned Marcus Bucharis and Kriyas Yamsuf. So it doesn't make sense to say the Birchas Kriya Shema without the Parshas of Shema. So that's what the Rabbeinu Shlomo min Hohor, Shlomo Montpellier, that was his name, Rabbeinu Shlomo min Hohor. So he says that's what it means in the Mishnah. Akar mekam v'yelech loy hipsit kodem akar b'atayro. So he says that the Kriya Shema is one of the Parshas that we permit you to say bal peh. He says, usually we say Dvarim Shebichsav, Yata Rosh Aliyom and Alpeh. You're not allowed to be Mavisej Rebal Peh. You're supposed to say Mitoch Aksav. Mitoch Aksav means not from a printed Chumash. You're supposed to say from a Sefer Torah. Printed Chumash is also Bal Peh. So we're makel on that Bizmanazah. Because it's too difficult to go get a Sefer Torah to be Mavisej. So we're makel on all of this. But he said, Mikra Din, you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebichsav, Bal Peh. So he says, except for certain Parshas, Kriyashma and Duchening, Yivrech Hashem Yishmarecha, and Aram Yavidavi, and Parshas HaTmidim. If the Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu, he should recite Parshas HaKarbonos, Malam Yalem Kilu Hikrivu. So that's a din deraisa to say Parshas HaKarbonos. So that's what Rabbi Shlomo Menahar says. We allow you to say Kriyashma Balten, not only when you're being Yotze in the mitzvah Kriyashma Bizmana, even if you already said Kriyashma before Hanetzachama, now you're saying it a second time, or even if you didn't say it originally, and now you're saying Kriyashma after this man Kriyashma, you're not being Yotze anything. But this Parsha was exempted from this din of Dvarim Shebichsabi, Atavar Shabi, Amen Alpeh. So this, that's Ka'odam HaKari Bator. We permit you to say Parsha Shema, even though it's after this man, we permit you to say Balpeh, because it has the status of Parsha Shema. Has the status of Parsha Shema. So Rav Soloveitchik, in giving this interpretation, he was assuming, according to Rav Shlomo Menahar, that if you're going to say Birchas Kriyashma after the Zman Kriyashma, it only makes sense if you're going to say Kriyashma in the middle, in between a Bircha Mamisol Biyavo and Emes V'Yatziv. You can't say Emes V'Yatziv without first saying the 16 psukim of the first two parshas, and then the Emes V'Yatziv you're going to say about Makim Be'Rosa Kol B'Chayim Mitzvah Yitzham Mitzvah Techa B'Chayim Tzamach and Kriyas Yamsuf. You have to say the third parsha with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then you elaborate upon it by saying Emes V'Yatziv and Emes V'Emunah. So that's against Tosis. Tosis says over here, Ein Regilus Loima Emes V'Yatziv Belo Kriyashma. It's rare that you're going to do that. But Tosis can envision that a person is going to say that. He's going to say Emes V'Yatziv without saying the parsha of Shema. The parsha says, there is no such thing. You can't. We don't allow you to do that. You can't say the Birchas Kriyashma if it's not in conjunction with the Kriyashma. So Tosis says not. Tosis says that you can, but no one ever does it. No normal person ever does it. So that's not bo b'cheshbon. You don't have to consider such a possibility. Maybe he said Emes V'Yatziv, he didn't say Kriyashma. There's no regilus to do that, so you go basarai. That's not what happened. So that's an important line in Tosis. Okay, what are we up to? So we learned the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, yeah, the stir between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted from the Pardes of Rashi. We pass on like the Bavli, that if on Shabbos you made a mistake and you start davening Shemon Esrei, whatever bracha you're middle of, you finish that bracha, not only Atochainen, the one opinion is only Atochainen, we pass on even any of the other brachas, Shemayin Avinu Sarasech and Slach Lanu. Any bracha that you began, you finish that bracha, and then you switch to say the Tfilos Shabbos. So you see that's just Lo Yatruchu Rabbanon. And this is in contradiction to the Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to daven Tfilos Chol B'Shabbos. And we pass on like the Yerushalmi also, so that's a pella. How can you accept both the Bav and the Yerushalmi? They contradict each other. So that was Rashi's kasha, and we're not sure exactly what Rashi gave as an answer. Okay. So then we saw the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph going on with Tomid Beis. Fine. Then the Gemara has on the fourth line from the top. Hanichnos of Beis HaKnesset, he came to Shul late. He came late to Shul. And they're already in the middle of davening. So if he's going to start Shmona Esrei, he's going to miss Kedusha. So should you wait by Tehillos L'Kel Al Yom till you answer Kedusha and then you start Shmona Esrei? Or is it not a problem? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So one Amora says, "Em yochel haschol ligmat shlo yagir shatz l'kedusha yaschem la ba'al yaschel ayispal." The other one that wasn't worried about kedusha. Why not? So ma'kom eflig l'mar. So marsav yochel ami kedusha. Marsav ena yochel ami kedusha. Machlokes whether the yochel can say kedusha. How do we pasken? We pasken the dovish of kedusha. You have to have a minion. A yochel ena ami kedusha. So the bottom Tosfos says on Chaf Aleph and Beis, what do you mean a Yochid doesn't say Kedusha? Let's say I came into shul late, and the Chazan is starting Chazaras HaShatz, and I'm up to the Shmoneh Esrei. So Tosfos says you can start Tefillah Belachash simultaneously with the Chazan. That's what the Chazan Ish thought. He thought that that's considered Tefillah B'tzibur, just like if I daven a long Tefillah Belachash with another 9 people. 10 people davening tefillah belachash simultaneously, so that's tefillah b'tzibur. So if I daven simultaneously with the chazan, who's representing the tzibur, so that's also called tefillah b'tzibur. It sounds a little bit from the bottom Tosfos like that. Amis palush manesri ima chazan, they should have said that it's not right. Sounds from Tosfos, it is right. That's called tefillah b'tzibur. He davens he davens tefillah belacha simultaneously with the chazan who's saying the chazaros hashatz. So that sounds a little bit like that chazanish. That's acceptable. That's called tefillah betzibur. And then Tosfos says kshiyagia hashatz likedusha yomer im hashliach tzibur nikadesh. Normally, Poshib Shat and Tosfos says normally when the chazan is up to kedusha, shachris, musaf, mincha, whatever. Chazan is up to Kedusha. You don't say Nikadesh. The Chazan says Nikadesh. And then you say, Kadosh, 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 so Kvot, 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 Kvot. Then you say, Liyum Asam Baruch Yameiru. The Chazan says, Liyum Asam Baruch Yameiru. He's Mazman the Tzibur. He says, say the next line. They say, Baruch Hver Hashem El Komo. Then the Chazan says, Dibri Kotcha Chakos of Lema. Then we say, Yimloch. So Taisa says, when is it? And only the Chazan says, Nikadesh, and Liyum Asam Baruch Yameiru. And Kosova Yad Neviyecha, what do you say? Devi Kotchecha Kosov Lema, that's when you already finished Tefillah Belachash, and you're just answering Kiddush in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, then you don't say those lines. Those lines are miyuchad for the Chazan. But if you're in the middle of Tefillah Belachash, you don't want your Kiddush to be an insert in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. So just like when the Chazan recites Kiddush, he wants the Kiddush to blend in. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayah Meisim. Then he says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It doesn't blend in. They are saying, the Kaddish, you have to start off, the Kaddish is Shim Chabonim, Shem Shmak, Dishmosim, Dishmei Bar, Kakosim, Yad Neviyech, and so on. Then you say at the end, L'dor V'dor. So the Chazan says, the Kaddish is Shim Chal, L'dor V'dor, that the Pesukim of Kedusha should blend in to be part of, an integral part of Hishman Esrei. So if one is davening Tefillah Belachash along with the Chazan, and he's going to answer Kedusha there, that's where the Kedusha belongs. You should also say, like the Chazan, the Kaddish is Shimcha, L'umasam Baruch Yameiru L'dor V'dor, you should say that. But when he answers the Kedusha, he should answer with the Tzibur, not with the Chazan. He's not the Shliach Tzibur. That's what Tosfos says. He should say with the Chazan, the Kaddish is Shimcha. Usually you don't say the Kaddish is Shimcha. But you're in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, you should feel Balachash, you should say, and then he said, B'chol HaKedusha, Mishulam, the entire Kedusha, you should say, Yochalanis imatziba. You don't say with the Chazan, you say with the Tziba. The Chazan is Mazman everyone to say the Kedusha. So Tosfos said, that's not called saying, that's not considered saying Kedusha biyochid. You're saying Kedusha in the middle of your Tefillah Belachash, but that's not biyochid. You have 10 people saying Kedusha together, that's the Kedusha b'tziba. Those should be Kedusha needs a minion. Yeah.
So when you say it yourself, that doesn't change.
The Chazan says that we're calling upon you. And when the Yochid says it, he's in the middle of Tefillah Belachash, he says, Nekadesh, we are going to say Kedusha. Nekadesh Hashimcha. And the reason why he's saying Nekadesh Hashimcha, that the Psukim of Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem Kam should blend in to be part of a bracha, shouldn't just be an insert in the middle of his Tefillah. Yeah, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the bottom Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch it says if it's late in the afternoon, and if you're going to daven Tefillah Belachash Mincha, then you're going to have Chazaras Hashatz, you see that the Chazan is not going to finish Chazaras Hashatz before the Shkia. So that's when it says in Shulchan Aruch that you make a Hechik Kedusha. You don't say Chazaras Hashatz. You're not supposed to daven Mincha after the Shkia. That's when you make a Hechik Kedusha. So then the Ramah sounds like he says, when you make a Hechik Kedusha, everybody starts with the Chazan. Everybody starts Elkein Elkei V'Seinu softly. The Chazan says it out loud. Everybody says it softly. And then they all say Kedusha in the middle of their Shmoneh Esrei. When the Chazan is going to say a Chazaras Hashatz. So everybody's going to say Kedusha there. So the Kedusha is in the middle of everybody's Chazaras Hashatz, because the Chazaras Hashatz is the Tefillah Satzibur, Tefillah for the entire Tzibur. But there isn't going to be a Chazaras Hashatz. So you want that the Kedusha should be in the middle of your own personal private Shmoneh Esrei. So everybody should start along with the Chazan. That's a simple reading of the Ramah. The Mishnah Brura says, no, it doesn't mean that. Mishnah Brura diverts the interpretation of the Ramah. He says, no, the Ramah meant to say if it's so late that you won't be able to finish the Tefillah Belachash before the Shkia, then you say along Kedusha with the Chazan. Then you say Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan. But if you don't have enough time for a whole Chazaras Hashatz, but there is enough time, if you'll start Tefillah Belachash after the Chazan finishes Hakel HaKadosh, that's preferable. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. That's preferable. So here in the yeshiva, Dr. Belkin used to be the president. He learned by the Chavetz Chaim. He learned in Radin. So once a year he had Yahrzeit. I guess the other time he had two parents, I assume. I don't think either parent was alive when I knew him. So I imagine the other Yahrzeit must have been in the middle of the summer. We weren't around. But every year he had Yahrzeit once in the middle of the winter. So he would call a voice from the kollel. We should daven upstairs in his office. His office used to be on the fifth floor, and the kollel used to be on the third floor. So every year the same thing would happen. He would make a hecha kedusha, and all the boys would say tefillah balachash with him. And then after the davening was over, he would say in Yiddish, a whole yeshiva and the boys don't know of Harish and Mishnah Brura that they're not supposed to begin the tefillah balachash till after the chazan finishes akela kodesh. So everybody, no one said anything. Half the time Rabbi Soloveitchik was there, half the time Rabbi Soloveitchik was not there. No one ever told him that Rabbi Soloveitchik disagreed with the Mishnah Brura. He did the way it says in the Mishnah Brura. He learned in Radin, so he did like his Rebbe. He felt that you're supposed to, like it says in Mishnah Brura, you're supposed to start the Tefillah Balachash after the Chazan finishes Hakel HaKadosh. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that it's more correct to do the way it says in the Ramah, that the Kiddusha should really be in the middle of Yom Shmoneh Esrei. So when the Chazan is going to say Chazaras HaShatz, so the Chazaras HaShatz is everybody Shmoneh Esrei. It's a Tefillah HaTzibur. So it is going to be in the middle of my Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazan is not going to say Chazaras HaShatz. Then more correct is everyone should start Tefillah Belachash with the Chazan, so that we'll be able to say the Kiddusha in the middle of our Shmoneh Esrei. And then when the Kiddusha is in the middle of Yom Shmoneh Esrei, then you have to say the Kaddish and Shimcha. You have to say the Dovador Nagid Gorlecha in order that the Kedusha shouldn't just be an insert in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. It should be part of a bracha. It should be the beginning of the third bracha. After Mechaya Mesim, the second bracha, then say the Kaddish Shimcha is the beginning of the third bracha. So the Gemara has two Lashonos, right? Where you can say a Dov should be Kedusha without a minyan. We paskin like the Mishnah Megillah here. So Mishnah Megillah, that a Dov should be Kedusha needs a minyan. Mishnah lists off Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, a whole bunch of things you can only recite if you have a minyan of Asara. Yeah. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He says that this whole din, Ein Dov Shebi Kedusha Parchus Ma'asara, he said this whole din is only Medir Rabbanim. So he says the real din deraisa is for Yehoreg Val Yavar. V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael means if a Nochri wants me to be Mechal Shabbos, Lahavir al Adas, he wants me to violate my religion. So if it's Bifnei Asara Yisrael, if there are 10 Jews watching, then the din is v'nigdash to b'soch b'nei Yisrael, you have to give up your life. The din is v'avodizor gilarais and shvichas damim. The din is yehorek bal yavar, even b'tzina, even if there's no one watching. And shara aver is only if it's b'prehesio or b'shas hashmad. If there's a gzeres hashmad, so everyone will find out about it. So that's also considered Bifnei Asara Yisrael. So Ramosha says the real din deraisa of Dovah Shebi Kedusha needing Asara, that goes on Kiddush Hashem, on Yehoreg Val Yavar. So then you're not mitzarif one cotton to the minyan. That kula that's later in Shlosh Shochlo, that sometimes we're makel to be mitzarif a cotton to the minyan, where's that big tosis? Yeah, Memches Amin Aleph, there's a long tosis. We read Memches Amin Aleph by the story of Yanai Malka Malka, so with the meal with Shimon and Shetach. But before that, there's a long tesis, Leitzilcha says, the tesis quotes the sources of being, there are some Rishonim alone in the Gemara, that we do paskin. The top line on the daf, Leitzilcha says, Kohol HaNishmaitzah, we don't accept any of them. Not exactly so. Maybe we do accept that you can be mitzarf one cotton to the minyan. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah has a machlokes. Even if you can be mitzarif one cotton to the minyan, can you mitzarif one woman to the minyan? So he said that's a machlokes of Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim hold even if you mitzarif one cotton, you can't be mitzarif one woman. Cotton is different from a woman. So Rav Moshe said this whole discussion, one cotton, one woman, one eved, this is all when you're talking about a dovah shebi kedusha needs asar din derabbanan. But when you're talking about Yehoreg Val Yavar, the real din deraisa, then no one is going to say that if you have one cotton, that there's a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar. Yehoreg Val Yavar is only if you have Asorah Gedolim, B'nei Chorin. Not if you're not Mitzarif a cotton for the din deraisa. By the conservative, that they're Mitzarif women to the minyan, they would be prepared to give up their lives if a goy would hold the gun to their heads and ask them to be Mechal Shabbos, and their five men and five women, they'll be mitzar for a woman to the minyan. Moshe says that this is a din de rabbanon, and that's a din de rais. He says that this davish b'kedusha needs a minyan asara. That's only the rabbanon. We discussed already the story. Where was that gemara? Yeah, mitzvah de rab mishani a mem zayin on the days. There's a tesis mitzvah de rab mishani. The gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel once came into shul. And there were only 9 people for the minyan, and they needed a 10th person. So he was Meshachar his Ebed. Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Gamliel. Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Shenichnas, here it's around 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin on the base, and it says on the left-hand margin, Gitten Daf Lamed Ches on the base. It says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Shenichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, and Lamotza Asora, Shecha Abdo V'Hishlim Ola Asora. So Tosis says, Hamashachar Abdo Eva Be'esei, that's a din deraisa. And here, why do we see Meshachar? Because mitzvah derabim shiny. Why was he allowed to be Meshachar in order to be mitzarf? You can't be mitzarf and eved to the minyan. You have to have asor b'nei chorin and b'nei bris. You have to have 10 Jews. You have to be all b'nei chorin and eved is not mitzarf. And isha is not mitzarf. Kotan is not mitzarf. You have to have asor gedon and b'nei chorin and b'nei bris. So he violated a din deraisa of Meshachar of the Be'esei in order to be mekayim a din derabbanan that you have to have a davish b'kedusha. You need a minyan of 10 for davish b'kedusha. That's a din derabbanan. So don't you see that sometimes it is bo b'cheshbon. Sometimes it is acceptable to violate a din deraisa in order to fulfill a mitzvah mederabbanan. So they say this Gemara seems to contradict what the Halachas Gedolos says. The Baal Halachas Gedolos follows the opinion of the Gaonim that Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa. So if someone, that's if it's Yom Hamisa v'Hakvura, if the person was buried on the same day that he died. So if the person died and is buried on the same day on Simchas Torah, on the last day Yom Tov, or the second day Rosh Hashanah, or the eighth day of Pesach, that's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So the whole Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, Simchas Yom Tov is only the Rabbanan. When on Torah it's not Yom Tov. The whole Simchas Yom Tov is the Rabbanan. So because of Simchas Yantav, one doesn't observe Avelus on Yantav. But if it's Avelus Yom Rishon, it's a din derais, and Simchas Yantav, Shein Ish Al Golias, is only the Rabbanan. Second day Pesach is at least like Chalamoid. Chalamoid is also Simchas Yantav. So there's no Avelus. But the last day Pesach, the second day Shavuah, so the eighth day Pesach, or the ninth day Sukkis, so that's only Simchas Yantav, the Rabbanan. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos is of the opinion that one observes Avelus derais, because you never find that there's a mitzvah derabbanan should take precedence over a mitzvah derais. Simchas Yantav Achran, Simchas Yantav Sheni Shel Golias should take kedima over Avelus Yom Rishon, and it can't be. So it says, why not? That's what you have over here. Rabbi Eliezer was Meshachar the Yevid, which is a din derais, and Meshachar Abba Oiv the Be'esei. V'olam Em Tavoido, that's one of the 3 psukim that was Machlegs Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass like Rabbi Kiva, V'olam Em Tavoido, and Meshachar Abba Oiv the Be'esei, V'olam Em Tavoido. That's the Gemara. So he violated a din deraisa in order to fulfill a mitzvah midrabbanan of having a davish b'kedusha with hasar. So Tosis also assumes like that. The davish b'kedusha needs hasar is only a din derabbanan. It's not a real din deraisa. That's where Moshe got it from that Tosis. That the din deraisa of ein davish b'kedusha pochus me'asara, the din deraisa is going to get to Yoharg Val Yavar. These dinim, the Mishnah Megillah, and where was it? Chav Gimel. That Chav Gimel on the base. That you need a minion to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, that's only a din derabbanan. Tovah Shebikedusha needs a minion, that's a din derabbanan. So the Gemara had a machlokes. Is it okay if I'm going to start Shmon Esrei and I know I'm going to miss Kedusha? The one opinion of the Gemara said, what's the problem? You're going to say Kedusha on your own. There are going to be 10 people in shul. He also agrees you need 10 people. But the 10 people don't have to be answering my Kedusha. I'm going to say Shtila Shmona Esrei, right? And there are going to be another 9 people in shul. That's called the Davish B'Kedusha Basora. We don't pass like that. Davish B'Kedusha needs Asora participants. They all have to answer Kedusha, not just I should say it in the presence of 10 people. So the other opinion was, it is Davish B'Kedusha Basora. There are 10 people present in shul, that's good enough. So we don't pass like that. So we paskin, what are we paskin? If he's going to start Tfila Belachash and he won't be able to finish by the time the Chazan gets to Moedim, and everybody's going to say Moedim Derabon, he's not going to say, that's going to pose a problem. So we had the Tosis yesterday. Tosis thinks it doesn't mean he won't be able to recite Moedim Derabon. Lo matzino le'ika b'gemara. Tosis has the lotion on the second narrow line. The answer, Moedim Derabon, lo matzino le'ika b'gemara. So we say yesterday, it doesn't mean that the whole concept of Moedim Derabon doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara has the text. The Gemara has the text of Moedim Derabon, Perek Eilei Nemarim. And Soita means that it should be so chomer that you shouldn't start tefillah balachash because you're going to miss answering Moedim Derabonan, that's not mistaber. They don't think that's correct. So they think all it means is you're supposed to bow down when the tzibur, when everybody's bowing down by Moedim, because the chazan is saying Moedim and he's bowing down, so everybody should bow down along. It shouldn't look as if we don't believe in the same religion that the chazan believes in. So this guy's going to daven tefillah balachash, not going to bow down, that's not right. And if he's going to be concentrating on his tefillah balachash, he's not going to bow down when the tzibur gets up to Moedim. That's what Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan's practice was. He would be in the middle of tefillah balachash, and he would bow down, just like everybody else would bow down. He would bow down also. But the Gemara recommends you shouldn't do like the Rabbi Natan, because you're going to get all confused. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have any sidurim. Maybe in the days of Rabbi Natan, he had a siddur. So he'd keep his finger on the place. He was in the middle of Elam Al-Shinim, and he would bow down a little bit. Then he would, when he would get up, he wouldn't say Moedim Rabban. When he get up, he would say Elam Al-Shinim. In the days of the Gemara, they have no siddur. So the guy's going to bow down in the middle. He's going to forget what he's up to. Maybe that's what changed. Because the Gemara said, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't start davening Tefillah Balachash if you're going to have to bow down in the middle. The Gemara is concerned the guy's going to make a mistake. And Rabban and Tam is not concerned. Maybe that's the chilek. Rabbi Natan lived after they already wrote Sidurim. The Gemara was before they wrote a Sidur. Maybe that's the reason. Then Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi in Brochas that you shouldn't start davening Tefillah Balachash. He came in late, so you shouldn't start davening Tefillah Balachash if he won't be able to answer Amen. Which Amen is so important that you shouldn't start Tefillah Balachash? So the Yerushalmi has two opinions. One opinion is Amen after Hakel HaKodesh. One opinion is Amen after Shemea Tefillah. The Gemara says, "V'lo pligi kam b'chol kam b'Shabbos." If it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't say Shemea Tefillah, but Hakel HaKodesh you do say. So Tosfos says we accept both. You shouldn't begin davening Tefillah Balachash if you're going to miss either Amen of Hakel HaKodesh or Amen of Shemea Tefillah. Okay, so that's the din in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Yeah. But he's afraid if he's going to start, the Chazan davens faster than him. So he's going to start Shemoneh Esrei now. The Chazan's in the middle already, so he's not going to be able to finish before the Chazan gets to Shemoneh Tefillah. So the Gemara says he shouldn't start Shemoneh Esrei. He should pause by Tilos L'Kel Yon. That's a Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan's practice. He would wait by Tilos L'Kel Yon, and he would answer Amen of HaKel HaKodesh, and he would answer Amen of Shemoneh Tefillah. He would answer Kedusha. He can answer Kedusha there too. But it would be a long wait. By Tilos L'Kel Yon, he would wait till the Chazan finishes the Olshman Esme, till he gets to the end of Shemea Tefillah. It's a long pause there. L'chatchila, you shouldn't be pausing Shor Kedei Ligmar Skula. So Shor Kedei Ligmar Skula means enough time to finish the whole Birchas Kriya Shema from the beginning to the end. Yeah, not from Tilos L'Kel Yon till Baruch Atah Shem Gol Yisrael. That's hardly any. That's only 10 lines in the Siddur. Hardly anything there. But Shok Delig Maskula means if he's pausing so long that he could have said from the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema till the end of Gol Yisrael. That's Shok Delig Maskula. So L'chatchili shouldn't be Shaya so long. And but if you were Shaya, so we pass him that you don't have to daven over again. So then the Gemara has a shaila. Iboy lohu, they have a suffering. Ma'ul hafzik leheish meiraba mevorach. In the middle of tefillah balachash, a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the chazan is up to kaddish afterwards. A ma'ilad answer yeheish meiraba. So the Gemara says yes. The whole group of hamarim they said yes. Yeheish meiraba is so important. You have to be mafzik even in the middle of tefillah balachash. You mafzik even in the middle of ma'isa Oisik b'maisa merkavi, studying Kabbalah. You always have to be mafsik. Then the Gemara says, "V'leih silchus kabase." We don't pasken like that. That you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei, in order to say Yeheshmei Rabba Mevarach. So the Rishonim say, the Goyim say, Shiltas quotes it. That's in the days of the Goyim. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Tefillah Belachos to answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. But if you already finished the Tefillah Belachos, said already, "I'm Baruchas Hamisol Bashalom Yiru Lerotzin Imrei Fi," finished. We had the Gemara before on Dav Dalet. There was a Machlekes in the Rashbo, the Rashbo and the Ravid. The Gemara said you should say Hashem Svasa Tiftach before you start davening Shemana Esrei, and Yiru Lerotzin Imrei Fi after you finish. So there was a 2 days in the Rashbo. There was a Sofik in the Mishnah Berurah about that. You say Hashem Svasa Tiftach is a pasuk that you should introduce the tefillah with, but the tefillah really begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hasein. Or should you say no? Hashem Svasa Tiftach is ma'akev. You have to start the Shemana Esrei with Hashem Svasa Tiftach. My nafkamina. What if he started Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hasein? He didn't say Hashem Svasa Tiftach. Maybe not Yotze B'Rievet. So that was a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Pashta says that that's a machlekes in the Rashba, machlekes Arishon. We pasken that if they're parallel, Hashem Svasa Tiftach before Yil Rotzen after, so we pasken the Shulchan Aruch. They quote a Chuvas Rashbon and Chuvas Ritzvo. They both say the same thing, that when you finish Tefillah Belachash, you're not finished when you say Amrochen Samisol Bashalom. You have to say Yil Rotzen Imefi. In Kolzman, you didn't say Yil Rotzen Imefi. You're not allowed to answer Omen Yeheshmei Rabbi. You're not allowed to answer Kedusha. But if you did say Yil Rotzen Imefi, you finished that pasuk, then you finish with the davening and that's called Tachnunim Achat Tfilosai. So that you are allowed to say Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. You are allowed to answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. So the Rishonim have two versions of what's Mutter. So one version is only Yeheshmei Rabba is Mutter in the Tachnunim Achat Tfilosai. It's all the Shonim Rabba. Because one opinion in the Gemara was you're mafsik by Yeheshmei Rabba even in the middle of Tfilah Balachash. Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan, even in the middle of Ma'aseh Berkova, whatever that means, even in Tefillah Belachash, the Gemara says, "Like Silchos Hakavase, we don't pasken like that." But in the middle of Tachnunim Achat Tefilosa, that's okay. Then you can be mafsik for Omen Yeheshmei Rabba, but not to be mafsik for Kedusha, not to be mafsik for Omen after Le'elim B'Kol B'Chasa B'Shirosa. Those Omens not. So that's not generally the accepted opinion. We usually follow the other version. But after you said Yul Rotzin Imrefi, not only are you permitted to answer Omen Yeheshmei Rabba, you're allowed to answer Kedusha, you're allowed to answer Omen after Leilim Kol B'chasa B'shirosa, and so on. You're allowed to answer all the Dvarim Shebikdusha then. So that's the accepted opinion. But really, he looked and it's it points out. And it's commentary on the Shiltas, it's a Machlekes HaRishonim. Some Rishonim held only Omen Yeheshmei Rabba, you're allowed to answer, and we don't pass them like that. We follow the opinion. All the Dvarim Shebikdusha you should answer. Yeah, this is here. Has the whole discussion commenting on the Rashi and Sukkah. The same Tosis appears in Sukkah. The Ran there has a discussion in Sukkah Lamed Ches.
Why is Sim Shalom different than Kal Kodesh and Shemayim Tefillah?
Why is Sim Shalom different? I don't know. Akel HaKodesh is the end of the first unit. Shemayim Tefillah the end of the second unit. So Sim Shalom should be the end of the third unit. I don't know. Why is it different? Why should not also be one of the major on the Asame? I don't know. We got to look in a good Siddur. Got to look in a tour, maybe the Beis Yosef explains. I don't know the answer. So Rashi there in Sukkah Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara in Sukkah formulates the klal that Shemei Kohenim. Gemara there is talking about answering Hallel. In the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, only the Chazan said the Hallel, and the Tzibur was Yotze with Shemei Kohenim. So Rashi quotes in the name of Bala Alochas Gedolos, what if someone is in the middle of Tefillah Belachash, the Chazan is up to Kedusha, or the Chazan is ready saying Kaddish. after they're up to Kriyas HaTorah, up to Kriyas HaTorah already, so can you pause? What should you do? So Rashi quotes from the Bahag, you should pause, and be yotze the Omen Yeheshmei Rabba, which Amea Kohena. The Chazan is going to say, so you'll be yotze, it's considered as if you answered. Even though you didn't say a word, yotze which Amea Kohena is considered as if you participated in Davar Shebikdush. So Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. Ben Tamiri, ho yo omrim. That a tain against Rashi, Adarabbi, if you say Shamea Kohena, Abi Havsokim Shoisek, if you're going to pause and listen to the Chazan saying, Omen Yeheshmei Rabba, and Omen after the Elim Gav Chasa B'Shir Rasa, if you're going to be Yotze with Shamea Kohena, then there should be a Hefsek. That itself should be a Hefsek. So usually people interpret in the Tosfos Kasha against Rashi, if you say Shamea Kohena, it's considered as if he said it, so then it's a hefsek because he said it. It's a hefsek because he said it. If you don't say Shema Koine, say you're not Yotze Yomen Yeshmei Rabba. So what did you gain by pausing? The answer is that Rashi quotes in the Bahag that you say, do say Shema Koine. Say Shema Koine, so it's considered as if you said it. So then it should be a hefsek. That's how the way you usually learn Tosis Kasha. So the way you usually learn Tosis Kasha, there's a famous teretz that they say over from the Mazricha Magid. Mazricha Magid was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So he had a famous comment. He said, "Machshava Toiva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa. Machshava Ra'in, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa." So if the Chazan is saying Kedusha or Yeheshmei Rabba, and you are paying attention, so that's a Machshava Toiva in order to be Yotze Omen Yeheshmei Rabba. But it should be considered a Hefsek. That's a Machshava Ra. So Machshava Ra'in, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa. That's why it's not a Hefsek. So you do say Shema Kaina to be Yotze the Aniyah, but you don't say Shema Kaina that it should be considered a Hefsek. So that's what motivated Rabbi Soloveitchik to say he thinks the whole thing is a pshetl. He doesn't think that was Tosis Kasha. Rabbi in the time and the read, they didn't mean to ask Nimanavshach. If you say Shema Kaina and you Yotze, then it should be a Hefsek because it's considered Kaina, as if you talk. Then you're going to have the teretz of the Mazricha Magid. He said he doesn't think that's the kasha. He thinks the kasha is if Shemeh Koine and you Yotze Kiddush in the middle of Shemana Esrei, so to be Yotze another mitzvah in the middle of Shemana Esrei, that itself is a hefsek. Not because Shemeh Koine it's considered as if you talk. Not considered as if you talk. Shemeh Koine means that you Yotze. But to be, if you Yotze Netilas Lulav in the middle of Halal, that's not a hefsek. That's what they wanted. You should shake the Lulav in the middle of Halal. But if you want to shake a lulav in the middle of Shemana Esrei, that'll be a hefsek. The lulav doesn't belong in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, and the kedusha doesn't belong in the middle of Olam Al Shinim. The guy's going to pay attention, and he'll be yotze with Shemeh Kaina, he'll be yotze kedusha, but kedusha doesn't belong in the middle of Olam Al Shinim. It's in the wrong place. That's why it's a hefsek. Not a hefsek because Kaina you spoke. Not Kaina. Shemeh Kaina just means you yotze. It's not considered as if you spoke. But to be yotze another mitzvah in the middle of Tefillah Balachash, that itself is a hefsek. That's how Rav Soloveitchik taught the Taina was. Not the way it's usually assumed. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So again, tomorrow morning I have to give an early shia, I think. So I'll give the early shia at 9:30 till about 11 o'clock, approximately.
Rebbe, for the Mishnah Berurah's Kashya on Rebbe Kivager, it's good Shabbos.
Yes.
Here's your footnotes, I remember. I think I quoted Rav Nissen Karelitz saying, the fact that I say good Shabbos, but I don't say good Wednesday or good Thursday when it's Thursday, shows that I am giving Shabbat Shabbos. I think it's different. Only it gets a good.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think they point that out.
Yeah.